This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Life-saving oxygen is in short supply as India faces a devastating surge of COVID-19 infections. Families are often left to ferry people sick from the coronavirus from hospital to hospital in search of treatment. Sky News reported cars carrying sick people and their desperate relatives lined up for oxygen canisters being provided by a Sikh temple in East Delhi. For the fourth straight day, India on Sunday set a global daily record of new coronavirus infections, spurred by an insidious new variant that emerged there. The surge has undermined the government's premature claims of victory over the pandemic. Health officials are scrambling to expand critical care units and stock up on dwindling supplies of oxygen. Hospitals and patients alike are struggling to procure scarce medical equipment that's being sold on the black market at an exponential markup. The drama is in direct contrast with the government claims that nobody in the country was left without oxygen in a statement made Saturday by India's Solicitor General Tushar Mehta before Delhi High Court. The president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, told the New York Times Sunday that American tourists who have been fully vaccinated will be allowed to visit the European Union this summer. Von der Leyen said the rapid pace of vaccination in the U.S., along with advanced talks between officials in the U.S. and the EU over official vaccine certificates, will enable the 27-member bloc's executive body to restore transatlantic travel. Indonesian authorities say a brigadier general was killed in an ongoing clash between security forces and a rebel group in the rest of Papua province. This is VOA News. The U.S.'s Biden administration is expanding a program to feed up to 34 million school children during the summer months. The expanded program uses funds from the coronavirus relief package approved in March. The Agriculture Department is announcing Monday it will continue a payments program that replaced school meals because the pandemic left many children with virtual classes. Families of eligible children would receive $6.82 per child for each weekday. That adds up to $375 per child over the summer months. The program reflects the Biden administration's attempts to nearly stamp out child poverty. Conservative critics say the spending, if made permanent, could undermine the willingness of poorer Americans to work. A recording of Iran's foreign minister has leaked out publicly. It's providing a rare look into the country's theocracy. Mohammad Javad Zarif is heard offering a blunt appraisal of diplomacy and the limits of power within the Islamic Republic. The release of the comments set off a firestorm within Iran, where officials carefully mind their words amid a cutthroat political environment that includes the powerful paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, ultimately overseen by the country's supreme leader. Zarif has been suggested as a possible candidate for Iran's June 18th presidential election as well. The leak also comes amid talks in Vienna about Iran's tattered nuclear deal. In the interview, Zarif describes Russia as wanting to stop the nuclear deal, something apparently so sensitive that he warns the interviewer, "You definitely can never release this part." U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will make the case before United Nations members on Monday that now is the time for global leaders to begin putting serious work into how they will respond to the next global pandemic. The virtual address will be Harris's second to a UN body since her inauguration. It will come as the United States makes progress on vaccinating the public and much of the world struggles to acquire vaccines. In excerpts from the speech, Harris says, "At the same time that the world works to get through this pandemic, we also know that we must prepare for the next." Tokyo Olympic organizers this week are to unveil additional plans to explain how 15,400 Olympic and Paralympic athletes can compete in Japan when the games open in 3 months. This comes as Tokyo and Osaka and several other areas have been placed under a third state of emergency as COVID cases surge. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.